I decided that quite a number of years ago, and with mine being DOS, you know, a lot of folks say disk operating systems or something of that nature, and they sent me a nice call, and I said, well, that's really not what it stands for. I said, it stands for Donkey on Skates.
And there's a net or a rag chew I've run across, maybe on Mount Mitchell, and they have a time where they come up with other letters, other names for the suffix for the last three letters. Is killing time.
A lot of people don't like the phonetic alphabet, and they go with other things. I don't know if you remember hearing him or not, but years ago, I can't remember the first part of his call. The KA4 JJZ, Kilo America 4, Japan Zanzibar. That's the way Randy used to say it. He lived down there in Aiken, South Carolina. He's checked into this net on several occasions. He was up here in this area and checked in with us. But that's another one of those, just something else to use instead of the phonetic alphabet that they want us to use so everybody will know what you're talking about.
What you mean, but got to admit that the standard phonetics does sound good. Everybody can understand that.
And, we need to use it a little more often, I guess. I need to do it myself, but, I've gotten away from it just like everybody else has, or seems like everybody else has. You know, we change things around a little bit to suit ourselves. Can't be happy with the way they got it set up for us.
Yes, sir. Yeah, when I called the FCC, a woman answered the phone, and I told her that I wanted to see about renewing my license, but through the mail, and that's when she mentioned they don't accept any mail. And she asked me, she said, tell me your call, and I'll look it up to see if you're within the 2-year grace period, though I knew I was. And when I told her my call letters and used the proper phonetics, gee whiz, that sounds pretty official, doesn't it? And she said to me, yes, it does. It was almost worth the call to hear that from someone from the FCC.
Pretty good, no doubt. But I haven't talked to the FCC in a long, long time. Try to keep my nose clean. That way I don't have to do that. But the last time I renewed my license, I looked at it, me and my son both got our license at the same time, within a month or so. And I called him. I said, Bud, I said, your license is fixing to expire. You going to renew it? He said, it ain't time, Daddy. And I said, son, it's been 10 years. He said, well, I didn't realize it. So, that was the first time. And then the last time, I called him and I said, just to let you know, I renewed my license again. And he said, okay, Dad, I'll get on the computer right now. And so he went ahead and renewed his at the same time. But, time gets away from us. We kind of watch that.
It didn't seem like it was 10 years ago that I renewed the second or third time. I've been a ham since early 80s. And tell me, what is your son's call letters?
Delta Golf Yankee.
I hadn't heard that call.
He used to, Ken, but he moved up to Charlotte, North Carolina, and so I've been trying to get him to check in on Echo Link, and he said, Dad, he said, I go to bed about 9:30, and he said, I don't know if I can get checked in before then. I said, we take the Echo Links early, son, around the first part of the net. Well, I'll think about it, Dad. But he doesn't even have any radios up there anymore, Ken. He unfortunately had some marital problems and divorced his first wife. And when he did, he brought all of his radios and things down to me. And he said, "Here they are, Dad. Hold on to them for me so my first wife don't sell them." And I said, "Okay." And so when he got remarried, I said, "You need to come get your radios." "Well, I will, Dad, but I just bought some land over here." He said, "But, we haven't got a place up there to put them yet." I said, "Okay." So his radios are still sitting here at the house, Ken.
Well, at least they're safe, and he still does have them, so that's always important. You can always get back to it when you have them. You get rid of some stuff too soon, sometimes you regret it and wish you had it again and have to start over, so he'll be doing fine. Yeah, up in Charlotte area in Albemarle, there's a repeater up there, 146-985, the power tower. That thing talks a mile a minute, and it's got coverage like I can't believe.
That one, I'll have to look that one up and see if I can get into it from here. Probably can. I've talked on the Gastonia repeater up there on 440, and a guy told me, he said, "You can't get in from down there." I said, "Look me up on QRZ," and I said, "You'll see where I live," and I'm sitting at the house on my base radio right now. He said, "How much power are you running?" I said, "I'm running about 25 watts or so, whatever mid power is." I said, "I'm not even running high power." And they couldn't believe it. I was getting into their repeater from Easley on, UHF. And I told him, I said, "Well, you got to remember, I got my beams turned that way." And I said, "I got a nice set of beams, and so that makes a big difference."
It does. Very good. Yeah, I'm surprised how far 440 will go on just about no power. I was able to get into the Pickens repeater 20 years ago on 440 when they were one of the few IRLP repeaters, and have a big powwow through IRLP at some distant areas of Alaska and stuff.
Some of this stuff is not really new. It's been around a while. They've refined it a little bit, changed things around a little bit and whatnot, but it's still a lot of fun. Yeah, I like to get in here and see who I can talk to and where all the people come from. And I've been doing this for a good long while now, and I really enjoy it.
One time when I was on that, when I realized I could get into that repeater that had IRLP, I sat on it for a few days and at night when I would go to sleep. And someone came in there at about 3 in the morning and gave their call and said that they were listening from the Middle East. And, well, I got up and tried to see which repeater it was, and because there was a few of them in there that were IRLP on 440 at the time. And he only gave the call once. I couldn't find it. But, boy, I sure would have been happy to help him out and relay some messages to his family here. But, unfortunately, it didn't work out. But it was definitely exciting.
KC4GEE, Mr. Ken, over there in Moore. Well, Ken, that would have been exciting. I guess the most exciting thing that I've done for me in ham radio is, this was when I first got my license, and I had a phone patch. Well, I still got a phone patch on my HF rig, and I was on there one night just spinning the dial around and heard this gentleman calling CQ, and I went back to him, and he was in the military, and he was over in the Middle East, and he wanted to know if I could get a message to his mom and dad. And I said, "Well, yeah, I'll try." And I said, "Better than that, I said, if you can give me their phone number, I'll see if I can get in touch with them and let you talk to them directly." And I said, he said, "How can you do that?" And I told him about a phone patch. And I got the phone number, and I called his mom and dad, and he just wanted to tell them that he would be rotating out in about 2 weeks and coming home. I just give him a heads up. He didn't have a cell phone and all of that, and I don't know if they'd even let you have them 20 years ago, but anyway, I did a phone patch for him, and I told his mom and dad, I said, listen, you can talk to him, but only one person can talk at a time. It's not like the telephone. It's a one-way communication. While you're talking, he has to be quiet, and when he starts talking, you have to be quiet. That's the way the radio works. And they said, okay, and they talked to their son, and then later they called me back, and man, you thought I'd give them $1 million or something. They didn't realize that people could do that.
Really good. It's good that you helped out. Makes everybody happy and helps the ham radio community to look good also, besides being used during emergencies. Oh, I do know what you mean. And this is KC4GEE back to net control.
Thanks for coming in and checking in with us. And thanks for the rag, Q. Good hearing you back on the air. Look forward to hearing you later in the other nets during the week. If you can make it, we'd love to have you. You know that. And you come back as often as you can. Same as Ray, my friend. KC4GEE, KI4DOS, and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. If we have additional check-ins or additional comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. To wrap it up this evening, I'll submit my net report here electronically, and then we'll close the net out. A grand total of 51 tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in radio land. Y'all come back again tomorrow night. I don't know who will be calling tomorrow night, but hopefully somebody will be here, and they'll take your check-in. But anyway, y'all come back again tomorrow night if you're able. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.